The Hawthorn Tree, March 21st to April 17th, the sixth lunation. From the book written by Sherilyn Hidalgo, The Healing Power of Trees. Let's begin by grounding and centering. Starting to bring your focus within, gently closing your eyes if that feels okay, or holding a soft gaze. Bringing your attention to your breath and taking a few cleansing breaths. Bringing your attention to your heart. And with each breath, bringing a sense of compassion and love towards it. As you continue to breathe, notice as the warmth begins to spread outwards from your heart in every direction. Breathe the energy of the earth into your heart. Breathing the energy of the earth into your heart. Inhale the two energies and allow them to meet at your solar plexus. And as you exhale, express cleansing energies from your field. With your inner sight, imagine a field that hosts a lovely grove of hawthorn trees. It's early spring and the sun is shining. It feels good to be outdoors and to feel the sun's warmth once again. The trees are blooming with red, pink, and white flowers, and you notice a special aura around the grove, even from afar. As you near the grove, space seems to change, and you feel inexplicably giddy, ready to jump and frolic with joy. You enter into the grove and hear the sound of many little beings dancing and frolicking. They do not seem surprised by your presence. In fact, they beckon you to join them. You hesitate momentarily and decide to sit down and enjoy the festivities from the sideline. You need time to adjust to your new environment and the intense magic nature of this place. You are able to watch as the fays, elves, leprechauns, pixies and sprites and other small creatures dance and sing, and you see their individual features and their unique expressiveness. Around the circle of celebration, you see other magical creatures join the party. A unicorn comes to watch and the white stag stands strongly and steady. Soon, Hearn, the hunter, joins the group, but has his bow and arrows neatly piecebound on his back. He has come to be part of the fun. The Green Man and Pan, the gods of the forest, soon also join. Little fairies fly in the air above, as do fire sprites and fireflies. At a little pool within the grove sit mermen and mermaids strumming their harps. And the undines, the water sprites, dive in and out of a little waterfall that flows from the rocks. The area within the grove is alive with activity, merriment and sound. This is a place of magic, not within time or space as you know it. Simply be willing to enjoy the enchantment and wonder and feel the life-giving vigour of this energy. Soon, the maiden of the grove approaches you. She has beautiful golden hair and a pair of fey wings. She is dressed in a soft white gown, and upon her head is a princess crown of flowers giving off a sweet perfume. She bows to you, and you rise to greet her. There is an incredible sense of safety and joy in this place. She has a hawthorn flower crown in her hand and places the crown upon your head. When she places the wreath on your head, you too feel like a fairy or a magical being. She invites you to join her in a lovely dance to the soulful tune of elven fiddle players. When the dance is complete, everyone sits down to rest and to have a chat. The beings here very much want to assure you that yes, this dimension is real, although usually hidden from humans. The inhabitants of this grove have things to tell you about their particular jobs and responsibilities within the growing cycle of the planet's flora. Some want to let you know about their job of clearing negativity. Others urge you to believe in magic, as you used to when you were a child. Many tell you to look for their signs in mushroom circles and in the fast-flitting movements you see out of the corner of your eye. They let you know that the hummingbirds, the dragonflies, butterflies, and even frogs in your backyard are a reminder that magic exists. So take a moment to listen to their message. Their last message to you is to remember them. They ask you to support wild places where they can be free and not bothered by human civilization. In addition, they ask for your gratitude. Theirs is a large task without recognition. These enchanted friends hint that perhaps there is a little corner of your own yard or garden that you could leave wild for them. Hawthorns in the grove begin to sway and whisper to you. They ask you to consider their thorns, a reminder to protect that which is most sacred to you. These trees let you know that they will protect you from harm and keep safe your vulnerabilities. Are you willing to honour your belief in the unseen world? Give your gratitude for the important work these creatures do in the creation and maintenance of life on Earth. The creatures of this realm reflect that it does no good to argue with humans who are unable to believe in the unseen dimensions. But those who do believe are truly blessed. It is now time for you to leave this special place. Again, give your gratitude and love to each and every creature, and express thanks to the Hawthorns. Know that you can return to this magical place anytime you want. And as you say goodbye, return your attention to your own time and place, bringing your attention back into your body, to ground and center. When you feel ready, stretching the arms above the head, inviting in a yawn, wiggling the fingers and the toes, blinking the eyes open, and reorientating yourself in the space that you're in. And once you feel you are fully back, perhaps you can record your journey in your journal.